Blog Talk Radio.
It's been 13 years tomorrow. Man, that is, or is it 14? Anywho, we've been on the air for a long time, okay? Been on the air a long, long time. So shout out to all of you out there who has been a loyal listener of our show and all of those who work tirelessly and to make the show what it is today. Shout out to my girl, Jen Marie. Shout out to Butter Brown. And shout out to Todd. You guys have been a part of this platform since day one. And I want to thank you all for continuing to be a part of that behind the scenes. So thank you guys. Thank you so very much. You know, and hey, I mean, wow. I mean, we've been doing this thing, rocking this thing for since 2009, and I tell you, we've seen some ups and we've seen some downs, but we never gave up. We never gave up. So my boy Marcus, just talked with him on yesterday, asking him to come back. So hopefully we'll get MA back on the show and talk about his new single. He has a new single out called Ego. We're going to try to get that up on here later on. And also, has a video that goes along with it. So shout out to our boy Marcus Anthony, and you know, one of our favorites here at the Midnight Coco Show. And so yeah, so all of those who have been on the show, been a guest on our show, hit us up on our Instagram, Encore Radio, our Facebook, Coco Radio, and our Twitter page, which is Midnight Coco. Yeah, or you hit your girl up directly, all right? And I'll definitely get you on. Maybe I'll do a show tomorrow. I'm not sure. I actually have a previous engagement tomorrow. But anywho, we're going to go ahead and get into our show, y'all. Y'all, I got to talk about this. So last week, Ron DeSantis announced his run for president for 2024. I tell you, do we need, I would like for the Republican Party to really change, because they continue with the same type of people day in, day, each and every election that comes up, they have the same type of person, jackasses. Sorry, but I just had to say it. Like, this dude, really, this dude. And you know what? And I'm going to really say, I'm going to say what I got to really say. I will take our former president, George W. Bush, over the ones that we've had, over the Republican presidents that we've had. You know what I'm saying? Because I'll even take his dad, you know, George H.W. Bush. I will take him. But I refuse to claim Code Orange, a.k.a. that billionaire who has filed bankruptcy for like 11, 12 times, who refuses to show his taxes because he, you know, but anyway, I don't even want to go into that because that's going to make my pressure go up. But this DeSantis guy down there in Florida trying to erase the history of black people just doesn't want to even, dude, do you realize that you come from black people? I think white people really, don't understand the geology of, and I hope I'm saying it right, you know, of where they really originated from. I know they say, oh, I came from Europe. My people came from Europe. Yeah, people came from Europe. But the first people here on this planet that were created first were black. You know what I'm saying? I'm just being real. You know, I mean, the best history book that you could ever read is the Bible. And I know people say, well, the Bible was written by man. Yeah, but the words that were written in the Bible were inspired by God. So there had to be, you know, this, God had to give them what he wanted them to write. He had to basically tell them, hey, this is what I want you to write. You know what I'm saying? I want you to write this down. You know what I'm saying? So if you really go back to Genesis, the first book in the Bible, it will tell you how he made Adam, and he made Adam from the clay, which is dirt. And don't say that, oh, well, that proves my point, you're dirty. No, he formed us from the ground. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't mean that we stay on the ground, people, black people. We don't stay on the ground because we are formed from ground, from the earth. You know, we are earth people, but that doesn't mean we stay on the bottom. We got to rise up because our supreme being, I don't want to get into the whole, you know, I'll get into the whole thing, y'all, and y'all be like, what? You know, I don't want to get into the whole spiritual thing, but I mean, we have to rise above what we're made of. You know what I'm saying? We have to, because, yes, we were formed from the ground. He breathed into us his breath, which gave us life. So we are, you know, we are spiritual beings. You know what I'm saying? We just have the form of, our bodies are the form of the earth. Okay, anyways, but yeah, so the Satan has, he came from us. He don't realize he came from us because we come in all different shapes and colors and you know what I'm saying? And shades, really, you know what I'm saying? There's so many shades of us. Did y'all know there are black Asians? Oh yeah, there are black Asians. Yep. Yep. If you look at the people of India, their skin tone is really dark. Oh, I know you're from India. You're Indian, considered Indian. But your skin tone is very dark. Well, because you probably came from a black person. You were born through somebody black. You know what I mean? Or of African descent. If you all know, if you study history, if you study geography, then you would know that Africa, all the continents were connected to Africa. That includes Europe, Spain, India, you know, South America, North America, Antarctica, all of those were all connected, Switzerland, Ireland, you know what I mean? Everybody, all the continents were once connected. And if you look at the map of the, you know, if you look at the globe of the earth and you put, you know how you put a puzzle together? And if you put all of the planets, get rid of the water, and you put all the planets together, I mean all the continents together, and you will see, Africa could fit right in between North America and South America. You know where Mexico and Central America is? Yeah, if you slide that right on in there, that'd be connected, y'all. Okay, and then if you connect, you know, move the Mediterranean Sea out of the way, you know, you slide Europe and Asia over some more, connect it to Africa, you know, then you're going to start to see, like, hold on, these all fit in a puzzle. Yeah. So anyway, I just don't feel like the Satan should run. I really don't, because, like I said, the Republican Party seems to have all the same type of people that want to run for president, like the highest office. All he's going to do is get up in there, and he's going to, you know, he's not even listening to the people in his state. He's doing his own thing. Nobody in Florida voted for the things that he has put into place by eliminating the DEI. You know what I'm saying? Diversity, equality, and inclusion. He, you know, on all public, you know. And why are you touching the black schools, the HBCUs? You know what I'm saying? What about the PWIs? Why are you, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like he's going to try to do that if he becomes president, if y'all people go out there and start voting for him. He's going to try to eliminate that at all HBCUs, and we have to fight back, people. We do. If you believe in more, you have some type of decency, moral values that has been embedded in you, and you feel like this is totally wrong, why would you eliminate people? Because guess what? If he eliminates black people, he's going to eliminate Europeans, he's going to eliminate Hispanic, he's going to eliminate Asians. He's going to eliminate everything that is not like him. And he is Hispanic, which is the crazy thing about it. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, oh, my goodness. I just feel like he really don't. It's, you know what I mean? So please beware. Please pay attention. You know, do your research. Listen to what is being said. Figure out if those things line up with you. And also, people, please vote on, I've said this before, please vote on the local and state, your local and state level, because those are the people that you don't want to, because they're going to go in here and they're going to try to rearrange everything. You cannot erase history. Cannot erase history at all. And, you know, this country was founded on principles of Christianity. You know, godly principles. And yet we, on the back of our money, it says in God we trust, but yet we try to take God out of everything. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, let me go take a break. So we'll be right back with more of our Wednesday Wisdom Hour here on the Midnight Cocoa Show on blogtalkradio.com. Keep it locked. We got more on the way. We're going to talk about Christian Rock. We're also going to talk about Neo and his toxicity. And we're also going to talk about Kamala Harris boosting up her image. Keep it locked. We'll be right back, y'all. You're listening to The Midnight Cocoa Show, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Be sure to like, share, and follow on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Stay tuned for more of our show after the break.
I'm never more. turn to when the night's gotta go. I'm all alone.
It's glam time, just in time for spring. Hey ladies, do you love playing dress up for that special guy in your life? Or how about a girl's night out? Well, Glam Time Beauty Supply has all of your beauty needs. Yes, from makeup to beauty products and everything in between. Just log on to Instagram at Glam Time Beauty Supply. And let them know that your girl, Miss Coco, sent you. That's Glam Time Beauty Supply for all of your beauty needs. We're back. We're back. You're listening to the Midnight Coco Show. You're on blogtalkradio.com. It's your girl, Miss Coco. And this is Wednesday Wisdom. So, guys. Let me talk about this right here. This really, I heard this on the Breakfast Club this morning, and this really kind of like broke my heart. You know what I'm saying? Not like really broke me down, but it's really sad. So this young lady by the name of Kashawn Rock, which I'm not familiar with her that much, that well, but after hearing the story, it just broke my heart. So basically, the young lady said that, you know, she had 3 abortions and she had prayed for God, prayed to God that she could have a, you know, one more child or whatnot, right? And so now that she is with child, you know, and she, you know, this whole thing where, you know, yeah, I had this and this and then the third, and it's like, you know, I really feel like, where is her who are her the people that taught her, her parents, her, you know, her grandmother, you know what I'm saying? Where's the wisdom? You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, speaking from my experience, you know, I'm 45 years old and I have not had a child. And here was this young lady, you know, and I'm not like, I'm not where it's like, oh, you know, how dare you, you know, you destroy a life or whatnot. You know, I'm more so if there's an issue, you know what I'm saying? There's so many women out there who are unable to conceive, like myself. You know, I have not had the luxury of becoming a mother. You know, at 45 years old, I still want to have a child, but it's like, I know I have options where I can adopt. You know, I can do IVF, which I don't know if I would do that, but, you know, and then I can always do surrogacy. You know what I'm saying? So I have options that I can, you know, choose from. But for this young lady to be like, you know, yeah, I gotten pregnant 3 times or whatnot, and I had 3 abortions, and now I'm pregnant with my 4th child, you know, and it's like, girl, I get it. You know, you probably weren't ready at the time, but it seems like you're not ready now. You know what I'm saying? Because the way that you so just said, like, it was like, the way she said it was like in a joking manner, but it's not funny because there's so many women out there who, like I said, are unable to conceive. You know what I'm saying? And then you have these young men who say, you know, I've always wanted you to have my baby and all this stuff, or, you know, yeah, let's make a baby and stuff. Like, you know, you got to stop saying stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? I understand you're in the heat of the moment or whatever, but if you're not ready to take on that responsibility, you might want to go ahead and get you some protection. Because there are women out here, young women out here, who are struggling with raising children by themselves. You know what I'm saying? And if you have the means to take care of these, of your children, that's great. But you have to be wise in the things that you're saying and the decisions that you're making. You know what I'm saying? And the reason why what she said, it made me sad, is because it's like, sweetie, you, the way that you talk, like, you had, like, and I'm not saying that she wasn't taught, but it's like, what happened to where your mentality is like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do this now, man. I prayed it. Like, what? Like, why would you even say something like that? You know what I'm saying? Like, I get it. You weren't ready, you know, to have a child before, but it's like, don't make it a joking matter. You know what I'm saying? Don't make it a joking matter to where you like felt like, oh, it was a joke. Like, yeah, I had 3 abortions, and you know what I'm saying? And now I got another baby, and this one I'm not gonna kill, huh? Like, it just made me just feel like something's not right. And I want, you know, for those who have children, you know, that are influenced by her and all of these other, you know, young and up and coming, or these young artists out here and fashion models, you know, wannabes or whatever, influencers, then that you really need to start sitting down with your kids and talking with them and explaining to them what's right and what's wrong. You know, having those conversations. It might be tough conversations, You know what I'm saying? But those conversations need to be had, because when they are older, you don't want them to go and make decisions like this young lady did. You don't want them to follow in her footsteps and doing the same things that she did. You know what I'm saying? Yes, it's her body, and she can do whatever she wants to do with her body. But when you put it out there in the public, it's like it's going to say, like, oh, that's, it's cool for me to go and just, you know, I can get pregnant, and all I got to do is have an abortion. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's the mentality of our young influencers is really like, what are you thinking? Like, is that what we've come to? We just going around here, just, you know, doing whatever, and then bam, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I could just go ahead and have to do this. Like, what? You know what I'm saying? And it's heartbreaking, because it's like the mentality is just like, is this what the Gen Z is? Like, this is how they think now? Where is the wisdom? I need for my people, I need for the people who are my age. If you are 40 and older, well, I'm going to say 45 and older, because some of these 40 years old, honey, they think they still young. Baby, you're not young. You know, anyways, you're getting older, and you need to start thinking on the level of maturity. You need to start being mature. So anyway, I need my 45 and older, my 50-year-olds, my 60-year-olds, I need y'all to grab these Gen Zs and talk to them and let them know, like, listen, you don't know life. You don't know the things that, yeah, I came through the civil rights era, but at the same time, the decisions that you're making should not be the decision that you should be making. You know what I'm saying? Because there's things that you need to learn. What you going to do with a baby at 20 years old, you going to be wanting to party. You want to be going out. You know what I'm saying? I have family members that are in their 20s, and boy, some of them like, I didn't want this. I wish I had not gotten, you know, had a child. I wish that I had, you know, continued my studies in school and gotten my education and lived my life before, you know what I'm saying, before now becoming a mother, you know what I'm saying, or becoming a father. Like, this wasn't the life that I wanted, you know what I'm saying? So you got to start talking to them, sit them down and start talking to them and letting them know, like, hey, this is the things that you need to do. You know what I'm saying? Because we lost. There are so many of our kids are lost out here. Our younger generation are lost. People, we need to bring them back. We need to talk to them and be like, hey, that's not the right thing to do. You know what I'm saying? I have younger siblings, and I try to impart some of my wisdom into them. I got gray hairs to prove it. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? So I just feel like this young lady really needs somebody in her corner that has that wisdom, that can sit down and talk with her, a grandmother, an auntie, you know, mom, whoever that can talk to her and say, listen, baby, the decision, and I get it, you're trying to appeal to the audience out there, but some things are not, don't need to be said to appeal to the audience. You know what I'm saying? I'm in journalism, so yeah, I understand. You know what I'm saying? I know how doing things, certain things in the media can influence other people. We don't need that type of influence. We need more positivity. We need wisdom. We don't need negativity. No, we don't. We don't need toxicity. And speaking of toxicity, Mr. Neo, honey, what is his? I forget what his real name is. Anyways, Mr. Neo said that he is too toxic to be with Taylor Swift. He will ruin her life. And, you know, this is another story that I heard on the Reference Club. And I'm just like, You know what I'm saying? Why would you say that you're toxic, but yet you've had relationships before? Were you not toxic before? Were you not in that toxic mind frame before? You know, with, what's her name, Manetta, and the other chick, not April. Whatever her name is. Whatever the young lady name is, I have no idea. But anyway, like, I need my men. This is what I want from all the men out there. Whether you're black, blue, green, yellow, purple, I don't care what color you are. But I need for my men to do therapy. Before you get in a relationship with anybody, And if you really want to settle down, if you really want to be with this person, I'm going to need you to go do some therapy. I need every man to do therapy. And I know some men say, well, it's expensive. I ain't got no money. Well, baby, you better go get enrolled in some school, in some college, a university. The HBCUs now have access to free mental health care now. Taraji P. Henson just talked about it on The View not too long ago, about over a month ago, a month or so ago, where she talked about that all of the HBCUs are going to have these pods where the young kids can go and talk to a therapist, a licensed therapist, for free. So I'm going to need y'all to go figure something out. There are ways you can get to some therapy. You know what I'm saying? They have, now you have TalkSpace. You have BetterHelp. There are a lot. You can go get you an internal physician, internal medicine physician. You make them your primary care physician. They can recommend you to a therapist. You know what I'm saying? You need to be going to ask your employer if y'all have some type of mental health coverage. So you can go ahead and get that. If you work for the government jobs have access to that. You can have access to mental health professionals. You know what I'm saying? Because I need all y'all to go get some therapy. Because there's clearly a lot of y'all who are broken. And women, you too. We all need to get therapy. Trust me, I benefit from therapy too as well. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing this. Anyway. I need y'all to go get some therapy. We're going to take another break, but we're going to be back with more of our Wednesday Wisdom Hour here on the Midnight Cocoa Show on blogtalkradio.com, y'all. Keep it up. Don't go anywhere. It's your girl, Miss Cocoa. We'll be right back, y'all. You're listening to The Midnight Cocoa Show, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Be sure to like, share, and follow on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Stay tuned for more of our show after the break.
Power over I forget that I am whole.
It's glam time, just in time for spring. Hey ladies, do you love playing dress up for that special guy in your life? Or how about a girl's night out? Well, Glam Time Beauty Supply has all of your beauty needs. Yes, from makeup to beauty products and everything in between. Just log on to Instagram at Glam Time Beauty Supply. And let them know that your girl, Miss Coco, sent you. That's Glam Time Beauty Supply for all of your beauty needs. We're back. You're listening to the Midnight Coco Show here on blogtalkradio.com. This is our Wednesday Wisdom Hour, and we have been talking about a lot of topics, you know what I'm saying? So our next topic that we're going to talk about is the president and his administration want to boost Vice President Harris' image. So as I was listening to the story, I'm like, why do they want to boost her image? I don't think there's a problem with her image. You know, per se, I think that her image is, you know, is nice. You know what I mean? You know, it shows that, you know, she's a confident woman. You know, she's professional. You know, because I know the mindset of our other brothers and sisters out there who are not black, of African descent. You know, they feel like, oh, black people are just so ghetto, and they're just this and that. They're uneducated. They don't know anything. Hey, I'm an educated woman. You know what I'm saying? I'm currently taking classes in graduate school. You know what I'm saying? So I'm an educated woman. You know what I'm saying? And I can be me, myself. You know what I'm saying? And I can be professional. You know what I'm saying? So there are many different parts of me, and there are many, many aspects of how I can be. I don't necessarily have to be what you want me to be, but I can be what I want to be. You know what I'm saying? So anywho's, you know, so I feel like her image is just fine. Now, when it comes to her speaking, now, if you have an issue or a problem with her speaking, then, you know, then that is a different story. I still obviously don't have a problem with the way she speaks. I believe that the way she speaks is clear, it is calm, and it is precise. Like what she, the information that she's giving is accurate. You know what I'm saying? I know some people probably feel like, oh, well, I don't know if I could trust her and this and that and this third. Why? You don't know her. You have not given her a chance. You know what I'm saying? You see, a lot of people see skin color before they hear the heart and the mind of a person. And that's where we as people have got to stop, including myself. I have to listen to the heart and the mind of a person and not see their skin color. You know what I'm saying? We all have to bypass the skin color, because if we continue to on this path of just looking at a person's skin color and judging them for what they look like, then we will never know that that person could be the very person that can save our lives. You know, I was watching an episode of That's My Mama, an old show from the 70s, right? And the episode was where one of the characters had gotten hit by a taxi cab driver. And the taxi cab driver was a Hispanic. You know what I'm saying? Now, they weren't looking at, and he wasn't looking at his skin color or his nationality or anything like that. He basically was like, okay, I got hit by a cabbie. You know what I mean? Like, I got hit by a cab driver. And it was, you know, he didn't, you know, hurt himself or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, he wasn't really hurt. He was just in shock because he got, you know, because it could have been the end of his life. But the cab driver offered to pay, you know, for his medical expenses, you know, because he's like, I'm glad you didn't sue me because my insurance will go up. But his friend, the person who got hit, friend, found him an attorney. And the attorney was like, oh, yeah, you know, you need to go ahead and sue, because then you don't, if you don't do that, then you're not going to get the money that you really deserve and stuff like that, you know, on the third. And everything that he was saying, not realizing that the judge that was going to be judging the case was in the same room that that his client was in. Now, the person that got hit by the cab driver, he was in the room. He just had surgery. So when they showed up in court, you know, the main character was fighting against the attorney and basically was going to call him like, oh, I see you won't have an attorney, so you represent yourself or whatever, whatever. So when the judge came out, they were like, wow. The judge was in the room, so he heard everything. So the attorney could not lie and say, oh, I didn't say that, Your Honor. I didn't say this and that. You know what I'm saying? So, of course, you can guess what happened at the end. But that was on the episode of That's My Mama. So the moral of the story is, you never know. You can't judge a book by its cover. Just because you see a person's skin color doesn't mean that you don't know who they really are. You know what I'm saying? Very person that you could be talking to, and they're just in plain clothes. You just never know. Like I said, they could be lying in the bed in the hospital just having surgery. You never know. They could be your judge. Mm-hmm. They can be the police chief. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They could be the president of the company that you work for, and you could be saying some stuff that is like, what? You know what I'm saying? So you have to be careful when you're looking at the person's outside appearance and not listening to their heart or their mind. You know what I'm saying? And you don't want to be influenced by another person who said, well, I know this person. No, they really don't. They only know that person because they're a short amount of experience, and they think that they know who that person is. They really don't know who that person is. You know what I'm saying? So we have to be careful about judging. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, I feel that there's nothing wrong with her image, and people should just really listen to what she's saying. And if what she's saying is, if you are in alignment with it, then therefore you should go with it. You know what I'm saying? But if you don't, then of course you don't go with it. You know what I'm saying? Plain and simple as that. All right. So the next subject that we're going to talk about is this whole idea of side chick. The whole idea of side chick. You know, there are lots of people out there, especially women, who are side chicks. But before I go into this story, we're going to take our final break. Our final break, and then we're going to discuss this whole idea of side chick. And I'm going to give you my thoughts on it. Is it is it really a thing or should it be a thing? You know what I'm saying? Like, should it really be a thing? Like, what can we really learn from, you know, being a side chick? You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, keep it locked. It's your girl, Miss Coco. You're listening to the Midnight Coco Show here on blogtalkradio.com. And keep it locked. We'll be right back with more of our Wednesday Wisdom Hour. Yeah, babe. You're listening to The Midnight Coco Show, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Be sure to like, share, and follow on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Stay tuned for more of our show after the break. We're back. You're listening to the Midnight Coco Show here on blogtalkradio.com. It's your girl, Miss Coco, y'all. Yes, and this is our Wisdom Hour. And before the break, we were discussing what I was talking about. The word side chick. The word side chick. Like, oh my goodness. Like, I've never been a side chick. I don't think I have been. If I was a side chick, then, you know, it was unbeknownst to me. You know what I'm saying? It was unbeknownst to me. I was unaware that I was a side chick. You know what I'm saying? But once I found out that I was a side chick, I no longer wanted to be a side chick. You know what I'm saying? So I could recall, you know what? I take that back. I was aware, but I was told a different story. So the situation, I guess you could put sister wife as to be like a side chick. It'd be kind of another form of a side chick. You know what I mean? Because everybody's aware. You know what I'm saying? But this word side chick, it really bothers me because I don't want to be nobody's side chick. And I don't want any of my sisters out there to be a side chick. I want you all to be the main chick. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to need for our brothers, our men out here, to really step up your game. Like, y'all got to get it together. I feel like if we all work on changing our mindset, you know, changing the way we think and how we see people, then we can be on a road to success in every area of our life, you know, whether that's in relationships and business, education, and even as parents. Like, I feel that if we eliminate the word side chick, we need to eliminate that word side chick and side dudes. We need to eliminate the words like playboys and bachelor. Well, you could be a bachelor, but only for a short period of time. Because anyways, I feel like if we as women, men and women, change the way we think and the way we see things, then we can live a more happier, productive life. You know what I'm saying? Because I refuse to be somebody's side chick. If I can't be the main, your main squeeze, your main chick, your main woman, I ain't gonna even say chick. If I cannot be the woman that you want to, you know, commit yourself to, you know what I'm saying? Then I don't want to deal with you. I'd rather be by myself, do what I've been doing, traveling, enjoying my life, and not dealing with you. That's where the toxicity comes in. The toxicness. You know what I'm saying? I feel that we should change our mindset. So let's go work on that this summer. You know, I feel like we should work on it this summer. We should work on changing our mindset. Change your mindset. Change your thought process, hunty. If you are over the age of 40, you are not, I repeat, a player. You should not be referring to yourself as a player if you are over 40 years old. If you are 40 and up. If you are 50 and up, dude. You're really not a player. You're really not a player. What you are is an old person, an old man, trying to get back that old life that you were when you was in your 20s. You're not in your 20s. You're in your 50s. And you should not be dating someone that is 20 years younger than you. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir, you should be on your age, in your age bracket. I say between the ages of 40 and 50, well, however old you are. You know what I'm saying? You should date someone that is on your maturity level. Because some of these young girls are still out here trying to live their life. You know what I'm saying? I say in your 20s and even into your mid-30s, I think you should live your life and have fun and enjoy your life, enjoy your singleness. Because when you turn 35, then you should start thinking like, you know what, I need to get a little bit more settled down now. You know what I'm saying? I should start thinking about where I want to go with my life. You know what I'm saying? So let's eliminate that word side piece, side chick, all those things like that. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, I hope you enjoyed our show today, y'all, because I know I did. I did. Tomorrow is our anniversary. It's our anniversary. Yeah. Anyways, yes, tomorrow's our anniversary, and I'll let you guys know via social media if I'll do a show tomorrow or Friday. So until then, feel free to be you and live for today like it is your last. Because life has its struggles, but always take a sip of cocoa, and guess what? You will be all right. I'm your girl, Miss Coco, for the Midnight Coco Show here on blogtalkradio.com, presented by Unplug Radio. Have a wonderful day, and I'll see you back here next time. Peace. I'm out.
Baby, that's what I'll do. I'll fight, yeah, yeah.